But we're going to move on now. Muslims worldwide are celebrating Eid al-Mab'ath, the day when Prophet Muhammad was appointed to prophethood by God. The 27th of the month of Rajab on the lunar calendar marks the much revered occasion, which falls on the 5th of May this year. Prophet Muhammad was 40 years old when he was ordained. He was instructed by God to promote monotheism and fight against idolatry and polytheism. He had a duty to promote the region of Islam, the religion of Islam, that is, which was complement to other divine faiths such as Christianity and Judaism. The event is one of the greatest and most joyous occasions honored by Muslims. Joining us now live from Beirut is Sayyid Abdullah Husseini. He's an Islamic scholar. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Husseini. Now, first of all, as far as Eid al-Mab'ath goes, as we've just said, it was the day when Prophet Muhammad was ordained with the prophethood. What does this mean exactly, specifically when you put it in the context of today?
Well, first of all, let me say congratulations to all followers of this noble prophet. The prophetic mission which was given to the prophet 14th century ago is was a divine mission which God has recognized him to be the final prophet who should bring the message of peace and greatness and all of the goodness which Prophet promised to present to humanity. He came in a dark age which the people in the Arab Peninsula were actually burying their female children alive. At the time that the two tribes would fight together for 40 years over grasping a little bit of a grass by an animal of one tribe. The time that the ignorance was such that the women were not considered human being, and the time that the ignorance was ruling all over the world. In this time and age, Prophet has decided to send our Nabi Karim, peace be upon him, into such a nation which were sunken in the ocean of ignorance. I think that ignorance still is there. The whole world is full of ignorance. Still, the message of prophethood is something which the humanity needed. Although the people are not probably bearing their female children alive, but there is other type of slavery, other type of discrimination for the women, and also discrimination over a lot of other issues still there. Still the apartheid.
Indeed, and
Israel,
Mr. Husseini,
exists.
Of course, as you've just mentioned, that Islam came at a time when there was profound ignorance, and that ignorance still exists today. Then there's no wonder that the first revelation that was given to Prophet Muhammad started with reed.
Exactly. Not only that, but the miracle of this prophet is happened to be writing. It is a type of cultural miracle which Prophet has left behind, a legacy which continue up to Day of Judgment. An internal miracle which inspired the whole humanity after him. It is not only something which happened in one piece of time and be forgotten. It is alive and it is in the house of everyone who wants to read it. The mere fact that the mission of Prophet started with reading says that the Prophet was geared for education. Several times, the Prophet has mentioned a lot of wordings and a lot of statements which he mentioned concerning the education, that knowledge, seeking knowledge is an obligatory duty even if it is necessary for you to go to China. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And all of these other statements by the Prophet shows how much he was emphasizing in the issue of education and also educating humanity and encouraging people to learn and to be literate and also memorize Quran and seek knowledge and also distribute what they know to the other mankind and let everyone enjoy from the source of the knowledge of the Prophet.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. Much left to be discussed. However, we'll run out of time. That's Sayyid Abdullah Husseini. He's an Islamic scholar joining us from studios in Beirut. Mr. Husseini, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.